Nona Heroyan will be speaking about an initiative that we're going to do here in Massachusetts regarding bike lane safety. All right, Nona, you are up.
So we actually have a campaign that has already been approved by our board. And so we have the funding to pay for this this campaign, as Claire talked about. And it's regarding bike lane safety. And what's so amazing is when I first, you know, we talked about the Speak 4 system, it was like, how deep can this go into the state, you know? And the fact that it can actually reach the level of, you know, the committees. And this particular bill is sitting in a committee, the Transportation Committee. It is only a Senate bill at this point. It's titled S-2347. Regarding bike lane safety. And I think a lot of us know the issue regarding bike lanes all over our state and how really scary they can be in trying to navigate them with all the bicyclists that are, you know, traversing our roads and how we can cross streets and be safe. So a senator, Nick Collins, introduced this particular bill in the Transportation Committee. So the hope is this first campaign is to get it out of committee by reaching out to the 7 senators that are on this committee. And hopefully they will take up this vote now that they're back in session. And then the next step, if it is approved to get out of the committee, it will then go to the Senate floor. So again, this is our first attempt to, you know, get this legislation moving. So I just want to kind of briefly go over, if you don't mind, Sharon, just kind of some key points in the legislation, in the bill, so people can kind of get an idea of what this is about.
I was just about to ask you for that. So you're right on top of it.
Yeah, sure. So it is the first, there's 5 points, really. It establishes a task force to review enforcement of laws regarding, you know, the motorized bicycles, scooters, e-bikes, and mopeds. That's the first thing it'll do. The second, it will strengthen enforcement of existing transportation safety regulations that are already on the books. Third, it will introduce or clarify fines for violations to improved compliance. Very important if we have a fine structure or a fee structure in there. This is probably, I think, the most significant. It requires consultation with state and local disability commissions before bike lanes are actually built or approved. I think that's the biggest one, because what is happening is they are bypassing disability commissions while putting in these bike lanes. And the last point, it focuses on improved public safety and accountability in micro mobility use. So I think it's a first really strong attempt to kind of put these bike lanes before disability commissions so that we avoid the problems that so many communities across the state are seeing. So that's going to be our first campaign. And you will be hearing from us soon. We've already, you know, have the letter written. We already have the template letter written. So everything's ready to go. And now it's just a matter of, like Claire said tonight, checking off those boxes and getting this ready and sending out that link to everyone here. And hopefully, because a good, I would say at least 25% of our members have those 7 senators in there as their representatives.
That was my next question, Nona. Do we want to target it only to those 7 senators? I mean, there's only 40 senators, or do we want to also ask all 40 senators? Because they can sponsor a bill before it goes out.
Right. I think at this point, the thought was to focus, because we've already, Bay State has already, David has already sent out a letter to those seven senators with, you know, a supportive testimony regarding the bill. So I think our focus is really getting this out of committee.
The only reason I'm not challenging you, but the only reason I'm saying is because anybody can co-sponsor a bill even while it's in committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the other 36 senators could co-sponsor it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They could talk to their colleagues, too, couldn't they?
Yes. But, I mean, I agree with Nona's approach that we should focus first on the Senate. I just mean all 40 senators.
Yeah, well, we can do that. I mean, when I talk with Claire, absolutely, we can. She can set it so that it goes to
just the
Senate.
Do you want me to ask tomorrow, and I'll get back to you tomorrow, what's the best approach? I can do that.
To Claire or
no, to a senator. I'll ask the senator.
Oh, that's great. Because I, you know, and I'll wait to hear from you, Claire, Carl, before I call Claire.
It doesn't hurt to start. You can always modify it later. I will reach out to a senator tomorrow and just see what the best approach is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But that is our goal. So.
One question about that. So this is the first campaign. If it becomes a bill, then do we need to do a second letter? And
we will.
And another $75, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
It is the bill right now, Sharon. You mean
I'm sorry?
If it gets out of the Transportation Committee, it will make it to the floor of the Senate, and that's when we will do statewide.
A different one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not objecting at all, but I just wanted to be clear.
Yes.
And so other and people knew too, because they might think, well, I signed this once, you know.
It's really the first step. And for those, what Carl said is a very important point too. If that is the right move, and that's why I'll wait to hear from Carl in terms of strategy. But if it's just for, and Claire just kind of checks off the boxes for those seven senators, even for, you know, if that is not your senator, you know, you wouldn't necessarily do on this first round, you wouldn't do the speak for link because he's not your senator. Like my senator is Robin Kennedy and she is not on the Transportation Committee. So I wouldn't be eligible for this campaign if we're doing it strictly with those seven senators in mind because they're on that committee. But if it makes it to the Senate floor for a full vote, then yes, it's everybody. And the hope is that it does reach the Senate floor. You know, we don't know
If it gets out of committee, it will reach the Senate floor.
That's our hope. And then again, then there will be a statewide campaign that we will obviously go to Claire again for the purpose. And then everyone's senator is in play.
David's had his hand up for a bit. I'm not sure if it's a question or a comment, but you are the only hand raised. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Deanne has a question. And then I have one after Deanne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had a question about the ask for the campaign itself. Is there an overlap between the Massachusetts white cane law and this pedestrian bill?
No.
No.
Okay.
That's an interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
My question is, I'm not looking for an answer right here. Do we have, Nona, do we have some source documentation of any sort on what, you know, best practices are supposed to be when it comes to designing bike lanes?
That's a really good question, David. I don't know. I mean, I think disability commissions probably have some something, you know,
we might start reaching out to O&M people at MCB or something like that.
Well, I will tell you that I've been told that there are O&M instructors in parts of Boston that specifically say this is not a safe place to this is not a place that is safe for you.
Yeah, I mean we know that for sure.
Right.
But
I just worry because they are state employees if they can
they're not allowed to testify.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but one way or other we should probably start researching. Like what are bike lanes supposed to be? Because we're not looking to totally abolish them, but to have good
wait a minute, Carl.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, wait, let me follow up on that for a second. I don't know if commissions are necessarily, disability commissions have even thought about it.
I can tell you that ours has not. Not really.
That's my thought.
Ours have. Mine have.
Okay. So maybe Carl, if you can get some information to Nona about what they've come up with as a practical and what's the word?
You might want to reach out to the ACB Transportation Committee, or I guess they've been hybrided now with environment, and ask if anyone along there knows of any resources on what best practices are. There's got to be something out there.
Right. I would not ask the legislature to come up with the best practices.
Just purely technically, like, what are the right ways to design these things? But anyway, we should, mm-hmm.
Because we have a couple of hands raised.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Cindy, your hand is still up. I'm not sure if you wanted.
Well, it's actually from last time, but I was going to raise it. So this seems like one of those situations that it's a lot broader than people who are blind. You know,
yes.
It's everybody needs to worry about it.
Yeah.
And so I guess I had two thoughts, like, how do we engage other groups? And that the bicyclists who do have groups, that I wonder if they, you know, have practices or if they've, you know, thought about it.
Hmm. I can't speak on behalf of the bicyclists, right. But you're right, Cindy, in terms of reaching out to other groups. Certainly, I think of the Boston Center, you know, independent living centers,
right.
Certainly Easter Seals. I mean, other disability groups, Disability Policy Consortium,
right.
You know, are definitely, and we do have, you know, connections with those groups too. So
I wonder if we could send the link
yeah.
once we get it to them, as Claire was mentioning.
Yeah, Claire said that we can send it to anybody.
So that's a good idea, Cindy.
Yes.
You know, and ideally, if we would post it to like our announce list, for example, or whatever, like then people do have the option of forwarding it on to the people in their networks. Because I'm sure that we all know, you know, people who could benefit from this. Mary, your hand has been up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So that's a great idea. The letter that will be on the platform that we'll, you know, be signing off on, will that be specific to blindness? I mean, is it going to be specifically writing it from the standpoint of a blind person?
It has that component, as well as it talks about disability groups as well.
Okay.
But I mean, obviously, coming from the Bay State Council of the Blind, I mean, obviously, we're representing our community, but it does touch upon, you know, other disabilities.
Okay.
As well.
So what I'm saying is, so if it's a link that's going to be, you know, distributed to other, you know, cross disability organizations, it'll be something that they can feel comfortable signing on to if they so choose.
And maybe they could edit it and add their stories. Well,
yeah, as long as they know they can edit it. You know, what I'm saying is that if it is distributed, you know, you'd want to make that really clear. So regarding the seven members, if the decision is to send the campaign will only include the committee members, will people know who the senators are, so they'll know whether?
Yes.
I mean, can the email be targeted to members of Bay State who fall within those seven senators' districts?
Well, I mean, that puts a lot of onus on us, you know, to literally go through our list and just go through those, you know, 50 some odd people.
Mm-hmm.
What is amazing about this platform is if it goes out to our entire announce list, you happen to, you know, if you do know who your senator is, you're going to know the list of senators will be in the letter. So you'll know the list of senators. If that's not your senator, you don't do it. If you have questions, I also wrote in the letter, please reach out to the advocacy committee, respond mm-hmm. to this email. I will let you know who your senator is. And even if you just say, oh, I want to do it, and it's mm-hmm. not your senator, as Claire says, it's no harm, no foul. It just disappears in the ether. It doesn't go anywhere. So it's not a, it's not a terrible decision if you end up clicking on it and it's not your senator. It doesn't go anywhere.
Right. Okay. Now, the general email that will be put out then on the our announce list, the Bay mm-hmm. State announce yes. list. And I think it's important yes. for us to distinguish between the two announcement
right.
lists.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm the talking Bay about State the Bay announce stuff. List. Yeah. Can you have it in the body of the email, the names of the seven senators? So
yes.
maybe that might,
yes.
as opposed
they,
to
before it they is. Actually, it's okay. in the body of the email. Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So what you're going to be doing with Claire, as I understand it, is she actually, because ACB owns, if you will, the platform and can activate from the back end, she's yes. going to take the template that you have already created,
mm-hmm.
correct, and put it in the format with the link that it needs to be,
correct.
And send it back to you,
yes.
and then you put it out to Bay State Announce.
Yes. Okay. And I think what she'll also do is she will also ask me the names of the senators. So she will check them off as well, because it will be specifically yeah. to those seven senators.
Right.
I want to just, you know, reiterate to everyone who's listening, you know, obviously there's a lot of talk about what's happening more behind the scenes. But when you get the email and the Speak For link, all that work is already done. So. Yeah. It's just a matter of you going into the link and typing in your name, your address, hits the submit button, and it's done. All the work is done, you know, behind the scenes by, you know, whether it's, you know, it'll be Nona, it'll be Claire, but it's once you get it, it's all done. It's just a matter of a couple of little clicks.
Okay. And I can also tell you right now, so people will have a kind of a heads up before you get the ultimate email, who the seven senators are, if people already, sure. you know, might know. It's the chair is Senator Brendan Crichton. Then the vice chair is Paul Mark. Then there is William Brownsberger, who I know mm-hmm. has a huge number of our yeah. Bay mm-hmm. State members. Lydia Edwards. Dylan, Dylan Rodriguez? Yeah, it's Dylan Rodriguez. Then there's why am I drawing a blank on this?
Sorry.
Lewis, something Lewis. Something
Jason. Lewis. Jason.
Jason Lewis, thank you. And then Patrick O'Connor.
Hey, guys. I just want to cut in real quick. We have a couple of hands raised, and okay. it's also almost 9 o'clock. I'm not okay. sure if you had like a time frame for this, but I want to make sure that we get to the people. Okay. Elizabeth Ann, you've had your hand raised for quite a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to what you guys talked about, having the Mass Commission for the Blind mobility instructors testify. They won't be able to because they're state employees. So would it be okay if we solicit some people from the Carroll Center, especially those few that are out in the community?
I don't
mobility
see why not.
Instructors?
I would only say if they are not also connected with MCB.
Mm.
Right,
because
right.
some of them do consulting. You know, they're right. considered like consultants okay. with MCB. So I'm not sure.
We can find out. Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They yeah. would. They would be excellent sources of.
I think they're contractors who are employees of the Carroll Center, and the Carroll Center gets contracts from MCB. I don't think the individuals are, in any way, you know, beholden to the state.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know one O&M instructor for the Carroll Center is Demetra Edwards, and she's also with MCB, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because
another hand.
And the letter that they get sent out, if we have a testimony to add, can we add that into the body of the
yeah.
email?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely, Elizabeth Ann. Once you put in your information and the letter is there, and before you hit submit to put your name in, you have the ability to add something to the letter.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. Good. Yes.
What you want to do is, do you use JAWS? You do, right?
Yes, of course.
So,
yes.
Yeah. That's what's up. So there'll be an edit box there.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done this in the way that Claire mentioned, but she said like you can even get to a particular paragraph. Let's say you like mostly what's there, but mm-hmm. you want to add something in one paragraph, you can add it in. So yeah.
I've edited the letter myself, her letters. So I know it's definitely doable.
Definitely doable. Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Diana.
Next. Pam.
Yes. I had a quick question about the $75. I don't understand. Bay State pays that for each campaign we do?
Yes.
Bay State will pay. Yeah, that's the cost of a state affiliate campaign.
Okay. And that money, does that go to ACB?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're using the ACB services. Platform, her and Claire's time and services. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And actually, once we do this, I want to put it out on leadership, which I'm a part of that list, to say that we have done it and we're the first state affiliate. No, David should do it because
David has his hand raised. Maybe he has a comment about it.
Maybe he does. Okay.
No comment about that, but a question. If we know, and maybe this has been covered already. So when does a campaign sort of start and end? Like, for example, let's say we wanted to do a campaign on, you know, the annual, you know, budget for MCB. Mm-hmm. You know, there are several steps. You know, there's the House, there's the Senate, there's the conference committee, then there's the final vote and so on. So does a campaign, if we know, does that start from the very beginning of that all the way to the end? Or would that
was
be
my
like
question.
Two or three or four separate campaigns?
It depends on what we want to do. We could save it for the end. We could save it as a push in the conference committee because we usually, you know, are in there. It's inevitably something, one line item is inevitably goes to conference. It really depends on what we want to do.
But each step of the way,
yes,
considered a different, I don't like yes. the word campaign.
That yeah, the question, would before. Each step of the way be, I mean, again, yes. I don't think it's much money, but would each step right. of that campaign, if we wanted to do it, be a separate $75? Yes.
It would. Every okay. time we do a, we okay. send out a link, it's a yes. separate, it's right. a separate campaign. It's a separate, yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So campaign means a little different.
Yeah.
It's kind of an odd word, I think, for that platform.
Yeah, because I would consider a campaign the whole thing, right?
Yeah, exactly right. But that's not...
Well, we want to strategically pick our moments, that sounds like.
That's yes. what I'm thinking. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which I think is what you want to do anyways in life.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do we have other hands?
We do not.
Okay. I didn't have my hand raised, but I was just waiting. I did want to just let people know in case they hadn't seen in the, you know, paper... there was actually a gentleman who was hit and ended up being killed by a electric bike rider.
Just today?
In Boston. No,
was that Copley?
Yeah, he was hit by the car early in August and died just recently. So I guess he...
Wow.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Not a blind person.
No, I don't believe he was blind.
He was not blind.
As somebody said, this affects everybody. And, you know, could be a mother with a stroller trying to get out of a car and have to get over the bike line to get to the curb. And
there are there's something called restricted bike lanes. Not every bike lane is restricted, but the ones that are restricted to me are just because that means that a car, an Uber, a cab, anyone, you can't get to the curb. And that means the person has to cross over that that bike lane to get to the sidewalk. And I think of people who are in wheelchairs. I think of elderly people with maybe a walker or a mother with a stroller who, you know, needs to cross that lane to get to the sidewalk. It's just, to me, a restricted bike lane is, that's something I would eliminate.
They tried to ticket my wife the other day when she dropped me off at Kenmore Square because she parked in the bike lane so I could hit the curb without crossing.
Wow.
A meter maid started yelling at us and I was like, where was my wife supposed to drop me off? In the middle of the street? And we got into this big argument on the sidewalk. It was disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are the rules for bicyclists and bike lanes? Do they need to, they don't need to adhere to red lights and stuff?
They do.
They do.
There was a chase not long ago in Boston. I think there was a biker that ran a red light and they were being chased by the police.
through the bike lane.
Yes. I mean, they're supposed to observe the same rules of the road.
Okay.
But they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot do not.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I want to thank everyone. Sharon,
before we sign off, can I get the, not the base date announced list, the other one? Announced
Do you want to write it down?
I'm recording it now. You can go ahead.
It's announce plus, not PLUS, but the plus sign, subscribe at acblists.org.
Thank you.